This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It was all a lie. Always a lie. All of it. Not just the Russia collusion part, allegedly between Vladimir Putin himself and Donald Trump. No, over the weekend, we found the part of the lie that even many on our side believed up until this weekend was true. Well, Russia tried to meddle in the election to get Trump elected. No, they didn't. In fact, Barack Obama, John Brennan, James Comey, James Clapper knew, and we know this from the documents that Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard just released, that Russia not only didn't have the means to meddle in our election, they didn't even have the interest, and they didn't do it. The whole thing was a damn lie, which made this weekend and the unraveling of that lie truly historic. Folks, let's call this what it is, okay? It's not a lie. This is a psychological operation or a psyop. We used to do these in foreign countries. Now our intel agencies do them on behalf of the Democrat Party in this country. Newsbusters, which monitors media bias, estimated that at the height of the Russia collusion hoax, they didn't call it a hoax back then, we do now, that an average of 60% of mainstream media newscasts every night were dedicated to some aspect of the Russia collusion hoax. Two Pulitzers were won, one by the Washington Post and one by the New York Times for their coverage of the Russia collusion hoax. Fake, fake, fake. In fact, Donald Trump is currently suing the Pulitzer Committee for libel and defamation, trying to force them to retract those Pulitzers, since the New York Times and the Washington Post refuse to return them, even though every word is fake. But that would mean admitting to their sheeple, who are so manipulated, lied to, and psychologically screwed with, that quite frankly, that kind of admission might send them to the psychologist. I'm serious. There will be liberals, if it is found and understood how fake this was, who will have to see a psychologist to deal with the fallout of it. I mean, the left you understand here is ready for war with Russia. They've been primed for it because they believe they have narrowly escaped a Russian coup to take over their democracy via Putin. None of it happened. Now, we've known aspects of this were fake for a very long time, but here's what's new. I'll let Jesse Waters lay it out because he nailed it this weekend. It's that Obama knew the whole time and did it anyway. So did they all. It's that the intel throughout this whole thing that they were getting from inside their agencies said there's no Russian attempt to influence. There's no Russian bots. There's no Russian anything.
We just got a peek inside Obama's black book, and it turns out Barack knew the Russia hoax was a hoax all along, but pushed it anyway to sabotage the Trump presidency. Tulsi Gabbard described what she found as a conspiracy to subvert the will of the American people. And she says the people involved should be prosecuted and has made a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. We knew Hillary created the dossier, and now we have proof that Barack was calling the shots.
Folks, let's just wrap our minds around the implications of this horror show, okay? Because on his way out of office, we now know Barack Obama knew the whole thing was fake. Russia did none of this. And yet he sent tanks and troops to their border to menace them in retaliation. Folks, can you imagine if Russia made up some junk about us interfering in their election and used it as an excuse to roll tanks and troops up to the Mexican border and menace us? Can you even imagine how we would feel? We would see this as an act of war. We would be in a mindset of, we got to get these people crazy. We got to get these Russians off our border. God knows what else they'll lie about to get into a war with us and put their tanks and their soldiers on our borders. Folks, and think about this. The whole time Obama knows this is fake. It didn't happen. Obama expelled 35 Russia diplomats in retaliation, declaring them persona non grata and giving them 72 hours to leave the United States, and blasted them on their way out for the Russia collusion, the Russian influence. It never happened, folks. Do you understand why Russia is so terrified of us, and in particular Democrats? They're insane. We went even further under Obama and then under Joe Biden, opening not one but six CIA bases smashed right up against the Russian border. As the New York Times would later report, again, all of it based on a lie. So here we are. We are lying about and menacing a nuclear-armed country. No wonder they want Ukraine as a buffer zone. No wonder they're in mortal terror of Ukraine being inducted into NATO. Because then if they retaliate against any of this aggression by the deep state, by the globalists, by the uniparty right on their borders, they're in World War IV. And we will make up a pretext. We'll make up any crazy thing to menace and attack them. Folks, Russia looks sane here. And remember what they were subjected to. Remember when we sent a uniparty delegation to their border to announce Obama's sanctions? It was John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and Amy Klobuchar, telling the world Russia had meddled in our elections and that that was an act of war, an attack. Here they are, McCain, Graham, and Klobuchar in 2016 after the election. And folks, think about this. This is also a humiliation for Trump, okay? This is two members of his own party standing on the Russian border telling the world in a press conference that was covered the world over that Donald Trump was illegitimate, that the Republican Party had had Trump foisted on them by Russia. I mean, folks, everybody forgets this stuff. Listen to that press conference. It's the highlights.
We will be working for much tougher sanctions against Russia. They attacked the United States of America. The hacking was an attack, and we should be treated as such. And we think their financial institutions and other aspects of the Russian economy should be addressed. And we will strongly urge our colleagues to enact more meaningful and stronger sanctions against Russia because of their attack on the United States of America.
We hope to make 2017 a year of offense. We believe that Putin has hacked into our elections in America, that he's trying to undermine democracy all over the world, and it's time for new sanctions to hit him hard as an individual, his energy sector, his banking sector. It is time to push back against Putin, but be a better friend to our allies over here, including Georgia.
This is a very important trip. We just left Ukraine, where we've seen firsthand what happens when Russia crosses over into a country's independence, and we saw it in our own election with the attempt to influence our election.
And that was only the beginning of the insanity, because we actually followed through with these sanctions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Senate voted 98-2 and the House 419-3 in favor of retaliatory sanctions against Russia that attacked its energy sector. In fact, we targeted, with the sanctions, Russia's defense, intelligence, and energy sectors, imposing sanctions on not just Russia, but those doing business with Russia. Folks, think about how insane that is. And realize the one person who definitely knew none of this was true knew he never colluded with Russia to get elected or defeat Hillary or cyber attack the DNC or any of it. Knew it was all a lie was Donald Trump, right? So after Congress forced those, you know, sanctions down his throat, he was forced to sign them, but he initially delayed implementing them, saying, hey, you know, threat of sanctions is enough to keep them from doing it again, because he knew they didn't do it. And we would be attacking. Folks, you can understand something. When you attack the energy sector of Russia, that's not just a sector, it's the sector. 60% of government revenues, of their economic revenues, come from the sale of natural gas, oil, and to some extent coal. Some of the rest of it's fertilizer, that's a byproduct of the natural gas. But folks, this is an absolute assault on the Russian economy based on a lie. Folks, the sanctions got so bad, they caused tension with our European allies, because they criticized the sanctions for affecting the companies, European companies, involved in Russian energy projects like the Nord Stream 2. This was a body blow against the Russian economy for no damn reason. And when you think about it, I mean, can you imagine from Russia, okay, from the Kremlin, and you're watching the heads of the CIA and the FBI lie on national television about you? And it doesn't just, you know, stop in 2016 or 2017. I mean, every time we have an election now, they're lying. Oh, look, another attack on our country by Russia. This time it's a fake laptop. It's Russian disinformation. They're trying to frame Hunter Biden. And when Russia hears that, they're like, oh my gosh, are they going to bomb us? And folks, understand how bad this got. By the fall, after the election of 2024, we are literally in partnership with NATO launching missiles us into Russia. We are killing civilians. Yes, we used a Ukrainian finger to mash the button, but they couldn't have been launched, targeted, any of it without our troops and our satellites. That's us. And then we find out the whole time the Biden administration's running a war room in Badenburg, Germany. This is why Ukraine was able to hold Russia off for so long. It's not them, it's us. It was staffed by our generals, all based on a lie. And you could say, well, you know, it's because Russia invaded Ukraine, that's why we were fighting. No, Russia invaded Ukraine again to create a buffer zone to keep us away. No, to keep the Democrats away, because they're insane. Look what happened. You know how Trump keeps saying, well, they never would have invaded under me. Yeah, Russia knows they didn't collude with Trump or interfere in the election. And that Russia knows Trump knows that, right? The invasion doesn't happen till the Democrats are in office, because Russia sees America under Democrats as a different country, a hostile foreign nation, constantly trying to start wars with it. When Republicans are in office, Russia doesn't see that. And there's a good reason for it. Folks, these people weren't just running a coup against a president. They damn near dragged us into World War III, laughing all the way. Folks, understand, there's a million people dead in the Ukraine war. Russian and Ukrainian, which is why Representative Anapolina Luna was right. The only way to make this right and to make America right in the world's eyes, think how crazy we look right now, okay? Is this how the world's lone superpower behaves? They're watching this in Delhi. They're watching this all over the world. And she's saying the only way to make this right is with arrests. She nailed it.
There needs to be criminal prosecution and arrest. You know, lying under oath, putting out a false intelligence report, that's a violation of 18 U.S. code. If we don't stop this, if we don't actually say this will not be tolerated, this is not a Democrat or Republican thing. This is about the health and the sanctity of a constitutional republic. And so there needs to be arrests. This is not partisan. This is simply illegal what they did. And we're simply upholding the law.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.